In the name of the one who died that we might know life, the one for whom we are preparing, the one for whom we wait, the resurrected Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, with Lent being this late this year, I found it just to be sort of a juxtaposition of the dark days of Lent and the beautiful days of spring. And there have been a few beautiful days this week where I couldn't help but just go out and enjoy. My daughter's preschool up the street from our home has this garden plot. And there are several raised beds filled with dead plants from last fall. The Parent Teacher Association at the school has been making sure that there are parents who come and volunteer their time to tend the beds, not only at this time of year, but throughout the year. So I took some time in the past couple of weeks to walk up the hill to the school in my grubby clothes with my garden gloves in my hands to pull some of the weeds, to enjoy the warm air and the sunshine too, and to put my hands into that cool soil. Pulling up the dead plants from last year and the few little spring weeds that haven't really taken root yet is not difficult at all. It's actually one of the more refreshing things I've done in the past couple of weeks. And when the work's complete, the finished product is a garden plot ready for planting, cleared of everything that doesn't belong there in the spring. It's full of possibility. Someone else is going to come soon and do the planting, and the ground will receive plants and seeds and soak up sun and water and sprout into beauty from now through October. Looking at the work I did in this little section of all these raised beds, I have to admit that the garden plots do not yet look alive, or like much is going on there. Because where I worked, they're empty now, but the place is prepared. We have two seasons in the church year that are about preparation. In Advent, we prepare for Christmas. In Lent, we prepare for Easter. I'm finding new meaning in the work of preparation now living in the Midwest, where the dead plants can lie fallow for months. And in the spring planting season, this year it coincides beautifully with the Lenten season. So my little foray into gardening this past couple of weeks has turned into a Lenten exercise in preparation. Today we heard a gospel garden full of remnants of life and death. In the palm part of the story, we heard blessing, honor, and Hosanna cried out from the crowd. And in the passion part of the story, we hear that crowd turn, and they move from life toward death and call for Jesus' execution at the trial. All of it is meant for us to reflect upon what is dead and what needs to be removed from our gardens so that we might come to this week prepared. In the next week, we'll be entering into the story together. There's this profound sense of community and service that happens on Maundy Thursday. And then at the end of that service, all goes dark and grows bare. And we enter into the 3 days of desolation and dismay, starting with Good Friday. There's this dark waiting period on Holy Saturday. And then the great promise of light and life that begins at 7 in the morning where we hear stories of salvation gathered around the first light of Easter. This is what we've been preparing our souls, the garden of our souls, for in these past weeks of Lent. So I encourage you to come to worship as much as you are possible, as it is possible for you to do, and to enter into the entire story, to observe what is happening in you in that prepared ground, how resurrection is preparing to emerge in you out of the great 3 days ahead. This coming week is what our life of faith is all about. And I urge you to spend these last days of Lent looking back at the past 40 days. What had been lying dead in the field of your being that maybe this week is cleared away? Old resentments, lies we'd been telling ourselves or telling others about ourselves, envies and jealousies we can finally force out and forge into gratitude. Blogger Melissa Bain Sevier puts it this way: if we're able to receive what is good about the good news, we must empty ourselves of the things that prevent new life from growing. We pull out the weeds of bad choices and decisions that choke out the good. We discard the things from the past that hold us back or are no longer helpful. Perhaps today, right now, on this first day of Holy Week, you can ask Jesus to join you, to help you to complete the preparation of the garden of your life for the days that lie ahead. This is the week we circle back to the heart of our faith, where we find not exactly a blank slate, but a prepared heart, ready to receive once again the grace of God, ready to move through Holy Week with room for God's love to be planted once more. Receptive space, just waiting. Amen. Amen.